Hugging the dog tightly to her chest, Andy gave the dead man a wide berth and dashed away in the opposite direction of the killer. "I've got to find Justin." She didn't know what else to do. "He'll never believe who I saw." What would Justin say when she told him what happened? She had a hard time believing it herself. Panting, she raced around another building and headed for the light. A few minutes later, she emerged from the alley. Andy didn't stop running until she spotted her friend. The puppy hung from one arm, his legs swinging.
"So you found the perrito," Rosa said. "Will you keep him? Was he..."
"Let's get out of here," Andy cut her off. "Hurry!" "You are frightened," Rosa observed with a pleased nod. "That is good. Now perhaps there will be no more, how do you say it, shortcuts." Andy grabbed Rosa with her free hand. "Come on!" She lifted the puppy higher and gave Rosa a tug to hurry her along. When they reached the railroad tracks, she slowed down.
"You've got to get Sheriff Tate," she said between gasps. "The sheriff? Por qué?"
"Because..." Andy took another gulp of air. Slowly, her beating heart returned to normal.
"You've got to take him back to the alley. There's a man lying there, either unconscious or dead," she swallowed. "I think he's dead."
Rosa gasped. "Do it," Andy pleaded, giving her friend a shake. She thrust the black puppy into Rosa's arms. "Take care of him. I'll explain everything later. I've got to find Justin." Trusting Rosa to do as she asked, Andy took off down Tulare Street. By the time she stumbled onto the boardwalk in front of her brother's office, she was out of breath and shaking. She wasn't crying yet, but her tears were close to the surface. Without pausing to collect her thoughts, she crashed through the door.
"Justin!"
Tim jumped up at her appearance. Papers flew from his hand.
"Miss Carter, I insist you enter this office in a way that does not embarrass your brother or distress his clients." He pointed to a chair. "Sit down."
Andy shot past the annoyed clerk without so much as an apology. Tim scurried around his desk and planted himself in front of Justin's private office.
"You can't go in there. Mr. Carter told me that not even the governor himself was to be admitted, not until he finished his work. You've already disrupted him once this afternoon."
Tears welled up in Andy's eyes, but she blinked them back.
"Let me see my brother,"
she demanded between clenched teeth. Tim crossed his arms over his chest.
"No."
"Justin," Andy shouted through the closed door, "I need to talk to you."
The door opened and Justin appeared. He looked irritated.
"Young lady, you are sorely trying my patience this afternoon. I have a clerk for a reason. Would you please try to respect that?"
Andy elbowed her way past Tim.
"Oh, Justin!"
She threw her arms around his waist and buried her head against his strong chest.
"You've got to tell me what to do."
She burst into tears. "What on earth?"
"I'm sorry, Mr. Carter," Tim said. "I tried to keep her out."
"Never mind. I'll take care of this."
He drew Andy into his office, closed the door, and led her across the room.
"What's the matter, honey?" he asked softly as he untangled her arms from around his waist.
Concern replaced his irritated expression. He lowered her into his chair and perched himself on the edge of his desk.
"Now, settle down and tell me what's wrong."
Andy swallowed her sobs and looked up.
"He killed him, Justin. I saw him."
"What?
Who?" Justin demanded. "Who killed whom? Where?"
"In an alley. It all happened so fast. I was so scared."
She quickly related the details of the fight and ended with, "When Peter ran away, I ran too."
Justin's astonished look bored into her.
"Peter? Peter Wilson? Are you certain?"
Andy nodded.
"I saw him, Justin. The other man might be unconscious, but I think he's dead."
She rubbed her watery eyes.
"What should I do?"
Justin reached into his pocket and pulled out a large white handkerchief.
"First of all, wipe your eyes and blow your nose." Then he slid from his perch and straightened up. we find the sheriff.